Welcome to episode 99 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As I sit here putting together this week's show, the weather outside is miserable. It's cold, dark, wet, a typical UK winter's day in many ways. Now, in spite of this, this still remains one of my favourite times of year, simply because of the quality of light we get, even in these less than favourable conditions. Having seen the potential for some great images just a few days ago, I decided to take a chance on some impromptu stock pictures, heading out fairly early one morning with a simple camera setup in hand. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 99. It's just about 8:30 in the morning and I'm heading east along the south coast towards Chichester. Now, Chichester for me is probably about 15 minutes or so away, and the reason I'm heading that way this morning is because I was over that way yesterday and the light at around this time was absolutely amazing. It was a perfect winter sunrise. But more importantly, I noticed on some of the fields that there was all this mist coming up off the fields, which is not at all unexpected this time of year. Obviously, there are certain weather conditions that go towards creating that effect. So I thought what I'd do today, because the weather forecast for the next few days is for rain, so I thought take the advantage on this next day, which is meant to be particularly fine, and see what I get. Now, I'm just driving along, and just within the last, probably the last sort of 10 minutes, the sun has just kind of peaked up into a much stronger strength. And as I'm driving along here, I'm just looking, there are a number of locations as I was driving along yesterday that I thought would work. One of them I'm just going past now, there's a river and some fields and what have you, and that's my first indication really that the conditions are not the same today. However, I do have a backup plan in that where I was yesterday, further along the road, probably in about 10 minutes time, is there are these fields, one with sheep and one with horses, and the horses were feeding on this hay that excuse me, in this hay that was there. And it was just beautiful because they were backlit by this golden morning sunshine. And as I drive along here, I'm just having to put the sun visor down because it's so bright already. And even if there isn't this mist coming off the ground this morning, which I suspect there isn't, I'm hoping to get some really nice shots of the horses or the sheep. These are in fields that are just beyond one of the villages as you drive towards Chichester. And this is taking all the back roads, so I'm not on the motorways or anything like that. This is all the back roads that cut through all the smaller villages and what have you. So, yeah, it's a simple setup this morning, just a small rucksack with one camera and a couple of lenses. The main lens that I'm looking to use is the 80-200 AFS telephoto lens. Lovely lens, you know I use it a lot. And I've brought along with that a 2x teleconverter. Now, I've also got a lightweight tripod, it's a Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. So I'm fully intending to have the tripod mounted camera there. I may not need it, but I want to keep the ISO down so the pictures are as clean and as sharp as possible. Just driving along here, looking across to my right, the sun is, as I drive, about 1 o'clock position, so it's coming right towards me. There's a little bit more haze coming off the fields. Nothing, so nowhere near as much as yesterday. But the whole exercise this morning is I wanted to get these sort of winter morning shots. I'm sure there will be other opportunities. It's just as the weather is due to have a bit of a turn, a bit of a dip in the next few days, I thought I'd give it a bash. But the quality of light is just, you know, this is one of the reasons I love this time of the year so much, is just the light is so strong, it's so golden. And the sky, it is a nearly perfect blue sky here this morning. Can't really see any frost around. It's nothing like that. But yeah, so just a very sort of quick, lightweight setup. I'm only expecting to be out for maybe a couple of hours at the tops. I don't know. But yeah, so it may be that I don't get anything that I want. But I will catch up with you guys shortly once I am at one of these locations with the camera set up, and yeah, we'll see what we get. So I'm now walking along one of the roads that runs alongside the first field that I want to look at. I'm just going to put the locking mechanism onto my recorder so I don't accidentally switch this off as I'm walking. And it is now, as I look at the time, it's about 9:15. And we have already got here just this golden sort of light hitting the trees. We've got long raking shadows across the grass. And it is just a beautiful morning, I think. And the clouds, there's a couple of clouds appearing, and they are beautiful. Now, I suppose this is not ideal because the light is now appearing to be a bit high in the sky. It's probably, if there was this mist, it wouldn't be as strong as you would imagine. That said, I think it's still worth having a look. As I turned into this road, the backlight on the horses was just beautiful. So all is not lost. You can hear people are on their way to work, driving along. And I'm looking at these horses in this field. It's in the field on my right here. And they're looking at me. Obviously wondering what this idiot is doing first thing in the morning, talking to himself, walking along. When the light is striking them at 90 degrees, there's nothing that stunning, really. So there's really not much opportunity at this angle. So I think what I'm going to do is just going to turn this corner. I'm coming up to a junction, and I've got to watch myself because it's quite a busy stretch of road here. I did actually turn into a farmer's track to see if I could park my car there, but there was no one there to speak to. So right, so the access to this field is not as great as I was thinking. There's sort of a ditch which is about 2 foot deep. So I'm going to have to be quite clever and just have a look to see where I can step here. I'm going to go down into this ditch. And it is, it's more like 4 foot. So what I'm going to do is just help myself up onto this the ridge on the other side. But because I'm so far down, I'm actually going to use the tripod as a rudimentary walking stick just to try and give me a bit of purchase, because this is really not ideal. So I'm just going to make sure I don't catch myself on it. See where I can step. Oh, there's a tree here. I don't know if I'll be able to grab hold of that. Whoops, slipping down. There we go, barbed wire fence at the top. That's lovely. So what I'm going to do is, as I've got the tripod half set up, I may as well use it. I think what I could do, of course, is I could shoot at a higher ISO, something like 2000, for example, and I would be able to get a bit of grain, a bit of texture in the pictures, but I actually don't want to do that. I don't want to reduce the quality of the pictures in the first place. I mean, remember, you can always add, if you want to, you can always add grain into the pictures. So I'm just setting up my D3 here with an 80 to 200. I've already got the tripod mount on the lens. It's the lens you mount onto the tripod, not the camera, because of the pressure it would put otherwise onto the lens mount. So just open this up, slide the camera on there. Okay, lock that up. This is lovely. You've got, actually going to go, see if I can sort of drop down lower so that I'm kind of at my waist height, because that sun is such that it's really, really quite strong already. I just want to kind of cut that out and be more of a bit more of a ground level. So just going to get a quick test. Just working quite quick because I'm aware that A, the horses could move, and B, the sun is changing all the time. So I'm just going to lock up the lens so that it's not moving. Ah, excellent. We've got some haze coming, some off the horses. Got some of their breath there moving. That's great. So we just lock up, do a quick test shot. Okay. That's lovely. This is just the 80 to 200 on its own. That's really nice. So we put the camera bag lid down just in case anything should fall in it. See, I was thinking, do I get the 2x converter? But actually, this is lovely. And just getting some grab shots. Nothing absolutely, like, there's no award-winning shots here. I really don't think. Just pulling back a bit on the focus. There's nothing. Nah, see, that sun is so bright when you have it in the picture. Starting to gain a bit of interest from the locals here. Good morning, chaps. Lovely horses. I don't know what variety they are. I'm not a horse person. However, they do look beautiful. And the thing that is going to make these shots, if anything, is that breath just coming out of their mouths. And what I'm doing here, I'm just scanning the scene to see if there's any opportunities. I mean, there's this horse in the foreground here. That's nice. Just looking at the camera. That's nice. But again, you just got to watch your backgrounds, because there's another horse in the background which just is interrupting the shot a bit. That was all at f8. I'm now shooting at ISO, let's go, 4. Horse has turned its head round really nice. I just want a glint in its eye, though. It's in shadow. There we go. Profile shot. Lovely. Oh, that's nice. Good. So we're getting something. Nothing award-winning, like I say. Nothing magical. Hello. They're coming a bit closer. Let's see what goes on here. Let's see if I can talk to them. Good morning. Hello. It's always nice to try to show that you're not a threat. I'm no expert when it comes to animal psychology or horses. But it's always nice to just, you know, step away from the camera maybe. This is just how I approach it. You step away from the camera and just talk to them a little bit now and then. Hello. Hello, there's one approaching me now, so talk a little bit quieter. Hello, hello, you can sniff my hand? There we go. See, I'm quite nice, really. There you go, there's the second one now. Hello. Of course, these guys are right in front of my line of sight, so I can't actually get any shots at the moment anyway, but aren't you beautiful? Hello. Yeah, so I mean, you know, I've got sort of a couple of good shots. Because this is just kind of an off-the-cuff kind of little trip out this morning, I'm not too worried about, you know, whether I get any amazing pictures if there aren't really the opportunities. I think I've got a couple of shots. There's nothing that immediately grabs me. I think actually the irony is if I'd come a little bit earlier with this light, I would have got maybe some better shots, just because perhaps the temperature is is rising a little bit now. There we go. Hello. Hello. All your friends are coming over now, aren't they? Hello. Right. Okay. Well, yes, you are lovely. Well, maybe I might be able to just quickly grab... I'm going to grab... let's see. I'm going to grab a 24 to 85 and take the camera, if I'm quick, take the camera off the tripod. Oh, if you hear a gunshot in the background, it's actually not a gunshot, it's just where the farmer is scaring birds off the field. Really nice wide angle shot here, as long as these chaps stay where they are. That's nice. I'm going to move the tripod out of the way because it's in the shot. Just got this tree hanging over here. Yeah, that's nice. Just a really nice wide shot. Bit of lens flare coming in there. I don't mind that. Got the fence in the bottom here. Shooting at F10, so we've got loads of sharpness. There we go. See if we can get their attention. There we go. Lovely. Really nice just to get them in the... So what we get in the foreground here, what we're getting, just reviewing the pictures, they're almost in silhouette, but what we're getting is this lovely backlight from the sun on them, on the top of their fur. Hello. Oh, aren't you lovely? That is perfect. Dropping right down low, sun just coming over one of their shoulders. Just 1.3 exposure compensation, just where it's so dark otherwise. That's really nice. Just working with the sun to see where it's appearing in the picture. That's nice. Hello. Lots of attention from these guys. Don't know whether it's a boy or a girl, but very lovely. Aren't you lovely horsey? There we go. I've got some lovely bit of mist coming out from his mouth there. That's nice. Get that in the shot. Beautiful. Right, chaps. Well, you're very lovely and all, but I really kind of want to get some other shots. So you're going to leave me to it? Hello. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them now looking to pay attention a little bit. Hello. Right. Okay, so I'm going to just take a few more shots and I will leave it there for the moment and catch up with you guys in a little while. So, I've just driven about a minute and a half up the road and just going to grab my bag out the car, load up tripod and camera. And where I am now, I've got a little old church. Just lock the car. It's kind of a dirt track here. And you can hear the main road in the background. But I'm just having a little wander up here. Because this is where these sheep are. And I'm kind of feeling now as if today's trip, far from being seen as a bit of a washout or a disappointment, I'm kind of thinking of it as more of a kind of a location recce, really. Because it gives me a good idea of the lighting at various times of day and what have you. Now, you may or may not be able to hear the sheep. This field where they are, right next to the church, is beautiful, actually. It's, funnily enough, a church that when I was at school, we used to have some of our Christmas things going on there, services. Hello, got the sheep coming up to see me now. God, I'm like Dr. Doolittle, look at that. Hello. Right, so what I'm going to do is, this whole field is kind of in shadow, so what I want to do, actually, is I'm going to put my bag down here. Yes, aren't you the vocal ones? So, find a fairly dry patch of ground, there's a rock here. I'm just going to switch over to my, or back over to my 24-85. Let's see. Should probably explain, the light now is just kind of... Thank you. The light now is just kind of getting so high in the sky that it's not, you know... Hello. Oh, hello. Aren't you lovely? Just one of these just come running at me. Hello. It's all right, you're quite safe. So what I've got here, 24 to 85, shooting at f6.3. I don't know how this is going to work with all these sheep noises in the background. You're right, guys. So I really want them to step back a bit because we've got a lovely little cottage in the background as well, and the light just coming across the field. And 24 to 85, just a wide shot, just to show the light coming through and this. It's about as good as I'm going to get here. But I want to get these sheep a little bit further back. So I'm just going to step back from them just for a while, turn my back on them, see if that makes a difference. They might sort of lose interest and just walk away a little bit. I dare say that, ironically enough, I'm about the most interesting thing they've seen so far this morning. I did a quick test shot. Just have a quick look at that. So the angle is there, but just the exposure is right off because it was still set up from the previous shots. No, I'm going to leave my camera bag where it is for a moment and just walk along. It might be that they approach me down here as well, and just see if... do a quick test. Oh, that could work. See, when you want them, they're not here. Come on then, come over this way. Makes a nice shot over here. What is it they say? Never work with children or animals. So what I'm going to do is just stretch my camera through this hedgerow here and just get some grab shots. We're at f6.3. Oh, that's okay. That's not so bad. Looking down the line of the fence there. Ah, that's nice. A little bit of flare, but I don't mind that. I'm just going to set it to... Go to F8, just to get a bit more... Ah, it's come right to the foreground. That's lovely. There we go. That is lovely. A little bit of flare, maybe where I wouldn't want it necessarily. However, I don't mind, because it kind of adds to the atmospherics. I could always change it if I wanted to. Now, can I... see if I can get camera back to my eye, and I'm just kind of looking through this hedgerow, all these brambles or whatever they are. Oh, camera's fogged up now where I've been talking into the viewfinder. That's no good. There we are. So lovely backlight again from this position. That's nice. So the sheep have kind of settled down. That's really good. This is more of a kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, it's more of a scene setting shot. If this was a picture in a spread, it would just be not a standalone, it's not like a portrait image or anything sort of like that. It's not a feature image, it just sets the scene. Yeah, I kind of like that. So that's backlit. I wonder now that they've moved whether I might just move back round to where I was. As I say, it is just all on the fly. See what we get here. Hello, Paul. There he goes, right in the foreground with the church in the background. He's right up to my lens here. That's lovely. Yeah, spot on. Good. There we go. That's really nice. Really nice. Just looking around me. Did I hear someone? No, no one here. Just moving. I'm right down at sheep level. Hello, chaps. Just try another one. That's it. There we go. Go even lower, so I'm below sheep level. That's it. Wondering what I'm doing, aren't you, eh? Oh, lovely. That is the shot. That is the shot. Really nice. Church in the background, out of focus. Sheep in the foreground. Good. Good. So one where he's just walking away a little bit. Not ideal. However, yes, aren't you good? Hey, you've all gone a bit quiet now I'm sticking around. Hey? Right. I think there's nothing more from this angle, so I'm just going to grab my camera bag and throw that over my shoulder. I've got the tripod and other lens here, and we're just going to go for a little wander. The car is okay where I left it, so just going to go for a little wander, and the sheep are starting off, starting up again. Let's have a little wander down here, right down to the church. Do you know, it's not since I was probably about, I don't know, 10, I guess, that I've been anywhere near this church or down this this path here. It's just going across these muddy tracks, and there's sheep in the field opposite. No great opportunities at the moment. Maybe if we had that delightful early morning mist, maybe I'd get something more. So, church. Have we got a way? I don't want to really jump over fences. I'd rather... the gate is open, would you believe it? That's rather nice. In this country, you often find that, certainly with churches themselves, that the churches are locked up, padlocked, double gates, all this sort of thing. So it makes it very difficult to actually just go and have a look if you wanted to. But this is beautiful. Sunlight just coming through. It's just that much stronger. The sun has now lost that rich golden glow, so it's a lot sort of harsher now. Yeah, there's really not the opportunities. I mean, there's some nice trees and, you know, sort of trees and that cottage in the background. But just walking along where all the leaves are on the ground here, I might just try and get a quick grab shot of that the cottage. Just because we've got the trees in the foreground here, the sunlight. Let's see, so we're shooting at f5.6 at ISO 200. It's giving me 800th to 1,000th of a second. Just do a quick shot there. I mean, it's nice, atmospheric, with the church in the background. Yeah, silhouetted trees in the foreground, out of focus. It's a passable shot. It's okay, it's not going to win awards, but you never know. You never know when you might want that picture. Now I'm just going to have a quick peek around the side of the church here. I don't think it's going to be anything. No, because it's all in shadow. Well, okay, so that I think probably concludes my little trip today. Unless I find anything on the way back, there might be something I hadn't thought of. Who knows? So I don't know, a bit of a something and nothing morning this morning. I suppose the consolation is I do get to have seen some new locations that I wasn't totally aware of before. I do have them sort of on record for another time. I got to talk to some very exciting wildlife. And the other thing, of course, is I didn't have to be up at stupid o'clock just to go and get the shots, only to find, as sometimes happens, that you make all that effort and, you know, the shots just aren't there to be had. So, not all bad. Cheerio, sheep. See you later. Oh, hang on. That said, one on its own. I need to be really quick. 24 to 85, 5, 6. Quick grab shot. There we go, moving round. Oh, you're going behind the other one. Oh, don't do that. No, okay. That'll do. That'll do. Right, cheerio, guys. And on that note from our little woolly friends, I will leave it there. Unless, of course, I see something really striking on my way back, in which case I'll power up the audio device once again and fill you in. But for now, I think that'll do for this morning.
On reflection, it really wasn't such a bad outing that morning, in spite of what I might have been thinking at times, and I've now got a really nice selection of pictures which have been filed away, ready for use. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great Christmas, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.